Good morning.
Manana Tawun.
We're doing a series at the moment of teachings.
Manawale Fapianaranam Tuchikam Softon Sawa.
And I'm hoping that many of us have an opportunity to learn something. Two weeks ago we started with a lesson on salvation. And last week we spoke about water baptism.
And
this is a very practical series, so it's moving kind of sequentially through how things go as you become a Christian.
And
today we're going to speak about the Holy Spirit. And if you're not a believer, and you're here today, you're very welcome. You're going to hear me speak about God as if I know stuff about Him. And then at other times I may speak as if there's a mystery around God. And that's true. We know some things about God because He's made them known. And a Christian knows his God and walks with Him. There's still some things God does that remain a bit mysterious to us. My encouragement to you is, put your trust in Jesus. Receive Him as your Lord and Savior. And start that relationship with God. And as the years go by, you get to know Him better and better. Through His Word and through your life experience. Like we heard from Willie earlier, he has a testimony of God's dealing in his life. He said something very important. It wasn't because of Tudzu or Kim that he sees the goodness of God. He has his own testimony of faith. You don't live a relationship with God by proxy. You can't live it through another person. You have to have personal ownership of your faith. And so you must have walked with God and experimented. Like when you pray for someone who's sick. It's amazing when I do that, sometimes I pray for someone who's sick and I feel like God's power is there. Or someone comes up to the front of the church and they want to receive prayer and you lay hands on them and you feel the presence of God. And then you could move to the next person and pray for them and you feel nothing. That's the mysterious part. It's not this person's lack of faith or my lack of faith. It's just that God moves as He will.
Arakarak se tin andremanta nu etsen.
And that's what the Bible tells us about the Holy Spirit. Speaks of him like he's the wind and we don't know where he's coming from or where he's going to. But the point I'm making is, as a believer, you should have some experience with God. And that is often an encounter with His presence and His power through the Holy Spirit. And we're going to speak in particular about baptism in the Holy Spirit. And as an opening verse, I want to look at Matthew 3 verse 11. John the Baptizer said this. He said, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Izao de manao batisa nareo amin'ny rano ho amin'ny fibebahana, fa ilay avy ao aoriko no mahery no izao, ka tsy miendrika hitondra ny kapany azao, izy no anao batisa nareo amin'ny fanahy masina sy ny afo.
That's a broad statement. It's given to all those who will believe. There's this anticipation. Jesus is coming and Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
And
fire. I don't know if I want the fire. There's some theologians that point out that could really be the beginning of the church age being described and the end of the age being described. In other words, it could be Jesus coming and the final judgment.
Anisi teologian na mar parta nyude tenwe angama nyan tine ambario tam le fianduan fingura na foluan drinda sin fia le anyam farani anku.
Because we know it's Jesus who will come at the end of time again to bring his judgment on the nations. So when you get saved only by believing in Jesus. You don't have to do anything else.
It's
by repentance and faith. So that's how you believe in Jesus, you turn away from your sin, you turn towards God in faith. But then after becoming a believer, the Bible sees a natural expression of your faith taking place in baptism. Getting baptized in water should follow becoming a Christian. Tony Sivright, who visited us this weekend, on Friday night he was saying, telling us about their church. And he spoke about how they don't put unbelievers in the meeting under a lot of pressure to be identified. They don't kind of lead them to put their hand up in answer to a prayer for salvation. They do that, but then when the guy puts up his hand, they don't bother him anymore after that. They don't say, okay, now those of you who put your hands up, you have to come and stand in front. Some churches do that. They kind of trick the person. While every eye is closed, if you want to receive Jesus, put your hand up. No one will see you. And then while their hands are up, they're like, amen, okay, those of you with your hands up, come to the front. And here these completely shocked, just become Christian, maybe new believers being exposed. And then they have to come and stand in front, all awkward it's uncomfortable. So rather than embarrass them, they preach in such a way that, yes, they call for a response, but it's between you and God. But then when people come and say, I want to get baptized in water, they really celebrate. I feel the same way in this church. We can't see while God is touching your heart. But when we say we're doing baptisms and people line up to be baptized, no one's forcing them. They're voluntarily declaring their faith publicly. That's how we celebrate the growth in the church. And so, water baptism should naturally follow becoming a Christian. And in a similar way, baptism in the Holy Spirit is a natural next step on the journey. You only have to listen to Jesus and read the book of Acts to see that this is true. But who is the Holy Spirit? He's the third person of the triune God. He's spoken of as a person. The pronouns are he and him, not it. So he's not a thing or a power or a force. The Bible tells us not to grieve the Holy Spirit. So he's personal, he has emotions. The Bible shows there's intelligence. Thought and speech. So the Holy Spirit is a person. And some people have misrepresented the Holy Spirit as if he's just the power. Now he comes with power.
Miarakam tunga, miarakam keris.
Because he is God.
Satis andremant.
Omnipotent. Almighty. So if you want to know who the Holy Spirit is, he's fully God. He's co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Son. His work is everywhere where God is at work. The Bible shows us he's involved in creation. The earth was formless and void, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. That's right from the beginning of the Bible. The Holy Spirit is involved in revelation, making God known. And he's involved in the incarnation. Jesus came into this world by the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches that he was conceived in Mary's womb by the Spirit of God. The Spirit is involved in salvation. He draws people to Christ. He's involved in the church. And profoundly, dramatically in the life of individuals. Let's look at John 16:7-14. You can just read it when you have it ready.
Faizao milaza marina aminareo, mahatsiara nareo ny fialako, fa raha tsy hiala aho dia tsy ho avy aminareo ny mpananatra, fa raha andeha aho dia iraiky io ho aminareo izy. Ary ratongy izy dia ampiaiky izao tontolo izao ny fahotana sy ny fahamarinana ary ny fitsarana. Ny fahotana satria tsy mino ahy izy. Ny fahamarinana satria makany amin'iray aho ka tsy mahita intsony ianareo. Ny fitsarana satria ny andrian'izao tontolo izao dia efa voatsara. Mbola manana zavatra maro lazaina aminareo aho nefa tsy hizaka anareo ankehitriny. Fa raha tonga ny fanahin'ny fahamarinana dia izy no hitaridalana anareo ho amin'ny marina rehetra. Fa tsy hiteny ho azy izy fa izay ho reny dia ho lazainy avokoa ary ny zavatra ho avy aza dia ambarany aminareo. Izy ankalaza fa andray avy amin'ny ahy izy ka anambara izany aminareo. Izay rehetra hananany iray dia ahy avokoa. Koa izany no ilazako fa mandray avy amin'ny ahy izy ka anambara izany aminareo. Vetivety foana dia tsy ahita intsony ianareo. Ary vetivety foana indray dia ahita ianareo. Ary ny mpianany sasany resaka hoe inona izany nolazainy taminareo hoe vetivety foana dia tsy ahita ianareo ary vetivety foana indray dia ahita ianareo ary satria makany amin'iray aho.
So the Holy Spirit is going to help us to understand.
Zany hoe ny fanahy masina dia hanampy antsika mba hahazo.
He's the Spirit of Truth.
Jesus van een faamarinen.
And He guides us into truth.
De Jesus nu tarke tike makane faamarinen.
He makes known things that Jesus wants us to know.
Jesus nu apa fantatan zavatra zetin zesosu fantatik.
So He's involved in revelation and understanding.
De Jesus ante mrutaka tseatra mintsinizi am fanambarana si am faza unan le zavat.
He's also involved in the world convicting of sin.
And
so we see the Holy Spirit is at work. And Jesus actually says, you need him. He says, I'm going, but I'm going to send you one like me. And the implication is, this is how the disciples are going to continue to walk with God. They have been walking with Jesus. But he's going to die and rise again and ascend and go to heaven. And that's where he is. So, some believers like to ignore the Holy Spirit.
And
we say, I'm walking with Jesus. But actually, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and you're walking with the Holy Spirit. But is it wrong to say I'm walking with Jesus? Of course not. I can say Jesus lives in my heart. But how does he live in my heart? By the Holy Spirit who indwells me. What I'm trying to say is God is one. And when Jesus said this word parakletos, it actually means one the same as me. So as much as whatever Jesus was to the disciples, the Holy Spirit would be. But Jesus, in his body, certainly could only be at one place at one time. But by the Holy Spirit, he can say, I will be with you to the end of the age. So he said, it's better that I go so I can send the Holy Spirit. Wow. What a blessing. It's like Jesus is saying to every one of us in this room, I will be with you constantly by my Spirit. So that makes me think I really ought to take the Holy Spirit seriously. In Africa, some people are afraid of spirits. In the West, some people are too sophisticated for spirits. Don't let the devil rob you from appreciating the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Now we see in Scripture that The Holy Spirit is involved in our salvation.
And
He comes and He makes you alive. He gives you the new spiritual life.
And He comes and He makes you alive.
So we are born again by the Spirit of God. We see also that He comes and He is given to us as a deposit guaranteeing the full inheritance. Look at Ephesians 1, verse 13-14.
Ao aminy koa ianareo, rehefa renareo ny teniny fahamarinana, dia ny filazantsara famonjena anareo. Eny, ao aminy koa ianareo rehefa nino no nasiana tombokase tamin'ny fanahy masina araka ny teny fikasana.
So we're sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Izany hoe tsika dia nasiana tombokase tamin'ny alalan'ny fanahy masina.
And 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
Tiana amin'ny Korintianina faharoa toko voalohany a.
And verse 21-22.
Teny andinin'ny faharoa amby roapolo a sy ny faharaika amby roapolo.
Actually makes more sense of this.
Dia tena ohatrany hoe vome azontsika kokoa ny io zavatra tiany ho tenenina io.
Says God establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us. And who has also put His seal on us and given us His Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee.
So
where's the Holy Spirit when He's given to us? In our hearts. He's there as a deposit, as a guarantee. When does that happen? When you're born again, when you first become a Christian. Right, now let's think about this. That means we all have the Holy Spirit if we're believers. And if He's a person, how much of Him do you have? You can just anthropomorphize, just use human descriptions for a moment. When you receive a person, do you just receive their leg?
Now,
a person is a whole.
If I
welcome you into my home, I don't shut half of you out the door and only let half of you in. So long before we debate about how much of the Holy Spirit you have, let's just settle it that if you're a believer, you have the Holy Spirit living in you.
A better
question might be how much of the Holy Spirit's power flows through your life.
Or
how much of you does the Holy Spirit have?
Now, because
some of us are like, no, I don't want to have anything to do with you. And so we're not being led very well because we resist. We're not surrendering very much because we want to keep in control. And so to a large extent, the problem is not that we don't have the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit doesn't have our commitment. So that's what happens for every believer. You indwelt by the Spirit of God. But John also spoke about Jesus as one who would baptize people in the Holy Spirit. And this is more like the Holy Spirit coming upon someone as an anointing, as an outpouring. Like we see, the Holy Spirit comes down upon Jesus after he comes out of the water after being baptized. And we see in Acts chapter 2 that the Holy Spirit comes down upon the believers when they gathered in the upper room. So Luke chapter 24 verse
49.
Jesus forewarns them. He says, I'm sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Luke 24 verse 40 something.
Luka tuk faz evatam ropula tenendin faz siven befapulis teorat tiswa. Arin rizau aptundra ni ten fikasan raikuanareu fam tuera eto tanana manda panafienanareu amnieri aviani amniav.
Stay in the city until you're clothed with power from on high.
Fam tuere to tanana manda panafienanareu amnieri aviani amniav.
I don't know exactly when the disciples became Christians.
See, they ask Lord, where ties a wise and ten away for farta taro tetuni pianatan lasa pin.
There are many indications that it happened before Pentecost. Like Peter saying, you're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God. He's like, he sees Jesus. You're the Messiah, you're the Lamb of God. They believed. But at Pentecost, they received power from on high. It wasn't a one-off event. In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit comes upon them.
See,
the Holy Spirit was already indwelling them when they became believers. But now they were being clothed in power. It's a kind of anointing or outpouring. And some people say, oh no, that was just for Pentecost. Well, which Pentecost? Acts 2 or Acts 4?
Pentecost
because in Acts 2 the Holy Spirit's poured out, and then in Acts 4 the Holy Spirit's poured out. And what about the spreading of the gospel in the early church? Well, where people believed and they repented and were baptized in water. But they didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit. And then the apostles came and prayed for them and they received the Holy Spirit. See, we know the Holy Spirit was indwelling them from the time they were born again. But what the apostles knew was you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit, you can be clothed in power. You can be anointed for ministry. The Holy Spirit can come upon you. In fact, just like the Holy Spirit came upon prophets in the Old Testament. Or Samson. One of the judges. Who did mighty things with the power of the Spirit. Physically mighty things. Well, so far I haven't got that anointing. The point I'm trying to make is this. There are repeated successive empowerings through the book of Acts. And it seems to me that that was expected. Jesus said you should wait until you receive power. And the disciples behaved after Pentecost as if it was to be expected that it would continue. So let's look at Acts chapter 8. It's verse 12 to 17. It's about Philip.
Arefa nino ni Filipo ni turun tensu maafali ni amfanza kanandemanta si ni anaran Jesus Christi reo de natobatisa avku na la na favi ar Simona kumba nino arefa natobatisa de nanarakan Filipo ari talanzu niz ranayita ni famantarana sin yasa lebe say natau. Arnun ren ny apostoly tany Jerosalema fa Samaria efa nandray ny tenin'Andriamanitra dia naniraka ny Petera sy Jaona izy akany aminy no nitafiditra tany izy ro lahy dia nivavaka ho an'ny olona mba handraisany ny fanahy masina fa tsy mbola nisy nilatsahany izy na dia iray akory azy fa natao batisa tamin'ny anaran'i Jesosy Tompo ihany izy ary izy ro lahy nametra tanana taminy ka dia nandray ny fanahy masina ireo.
Let's look also at Acts chapter 19 verse 1 to 6.
Andao ihany koa jerevantsika ny asan'ny apostoly toko fahasivy ambin'ny folo a dia ny andininy a fa sivy andininy voalohany ka hatramin'ny fahaenina azafady. Ary raha mbola tany Korinto Apollosy de nitetiny ny tany ambony Paul ka nanao teny tonga tany Efesosy de nahita mpianatra sasany teo izy ka nanao taminy hoe efa noraisinareo va ny fanahy masina fony vaoniny ianareo fa ireo nanao taminy hoe tsy rena akory fa efa nomena ny fanahy masina ary hoy Paul ho amin'inona ary no nanaovana batisa anareo dia hoy ireo ho amin'ny batisany Jaona fa hoy Paul tsonna nanon patisan fibebana ka nilaza tamin'ny olona ino izay ho avy manaraka azy de Jesosy ary nahare izany izy de natao batisa ho amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy tompo ary rehefa nametrahan'ny Paul tanana izy de nilatsaka tamin'ny fanahy masina ary niteny tamin'ny teny tsy fantatra izy sady naminany.
So they'd been believers and then they got they'd already had John's baptism, then they got baptized again in water.
De nisan le pino efa nanana le batisan John ary zareo de natao batisa tamin'ny rano.
And then Paul laid his hands on them and the Holy Spirit came on them.
De avy eo nametraka tanana tamin'izy ireo Paul ia de tonga teo amin'izy ireo ny fanahy masina.
And they spoke in tongues and prophesied.
De niteny tamin'ny teny tsy fantatra zareo sady naminany.
So can you see something about how you receive baptism in the Holy Spirit?
De afaka mahita ve izany nareo ahoana ny fomba andraisana an'le batisa ny fanahy masina hitanareo ve le izy?
It occurs in a kind of a prayer context where they were either waiting in the upper room praying, worshiping.
Le izy izany mitranga amin'ny alalan'ny vavaka na ianao izany zareo le mivavaka tao amin'ny efitrano ambony ny andry dia nivavaka tao ry zareo.
Wasn't an aimless worship service. They were expecting Jesus to do what he said he would do.
Tsy hoe fiankofana tsy misy teboka tiana tongavana fa tena ny andrandry izy hoe Jesosy anao an'le zavatra niteneniny hoe mba ho ataony.
He said, wait in Jerusalem, you'll be clothed in power.
Satria ozy izy hoe miandrasa aloha ao Jerosalema fa ho tafiana hery anareo.
So they were prayerfully waiting to receive.
De tena hoe nivavaka tokoa ry zareo miandry mba handray.
And those converts that Paul met, he laid hands on them and prayed for them and they received the Holy Spirit.
Ireo le mpino izay niona tamin'ny Paul indray koa de ry zareo indray nametrahany tanana ny vavahany dia nandray ny fanahy masiny.
They spoke in tongues.
Niteny tamin'ny teny tsy fantatra ry zareo.
That's not the central issue.
Tsy izay ny teboka hoe ivon'le zavatra tiana tongavana.
The issue is the Holy Spirit is a blessing given as an empowering that comes upon you.
Fa ny tiana horesana dia izao hoe ny fanahy masina dia fanomezana omenanao mba hanafy hery anao.
There was nothing in all of the Bible that suggests that that was coming to an end. One of the strange things is the gift of tongues.
Ary anisan'ny zavatra ohatrany hoe mahaliana na hafahafa dia le fanomezana ny amin'ny fiteny tsy fantatra.
In Acts chapter 2, the foreigners heard people speaking in their languages.
Any amin'ny testamenta asan'ny apostoly toko faharoa le vahiny ny haino an'le mpitory teny teo na haino an'le zavatra nitenenin'zareo tamin'ny fitenin'zareo mihitsy.
Which intellectual, rational, practical Christians lack. We lack that.
De tena ohatra tiatsika mihitsy izay le tena ohatrany hoe resaka ara-tsaina zavatra azo ampiarina tsara.
We can see a point to that. It's for the gospel.
But in 1
Corinthians 14, many years later, there were still
tongues. And
now no one understood them.
And now no one understood them.
And the way Paul writes, it's as if they're unintelligible, meaning it's no longer an earthly language, it's just unintelligible.
Then fomba nanoratany Paul anazy indray de hoe zavatra tsy azo tsika izany izy ohatra ny tsy tahaka an'le takatry le fianarana nataontsika fa tsy azo ny dikany.
And Paul gives them some guidance about when they're together in a meeting.
De nanome toromarika pe Paul rehefa hoe rehefa mivorinareo izy ao anatin'ny fivorim-bavaka.
And he says he wishes they all spoke in
tongues. Even
though no one understands them.
Now
that just seems illogical, useless.
And he's actually
saying, actually, in your corporate meeting, it is pretty useless.
rahotra zany le ska hoe fivorina miaraka le izy amtambatra eo dia otra ny tsisy dikany le tsoetsisy dikany fa otra ny tsisy heviny azo raisina ho anatin le izy.
Rather prophesy because everyone benefits by understanding a prophecy.
Aleo kokoa ra mamnano izy asatria ra le famnanina no resana dia iny azo ny olona ny heviny.
But he still says, I wish you spoke in tongues.
Izy neva mbola nitena tena satroko mihitsy nareo mba hiteny amin'ny fiteny tsy fantatra.
And the key is kind of in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4.
Ni lakle an le izy dia ohatrany hoe ao amin'ny Korintianina voalohany toko fa efatra ambin'ny folo ao.
Says the one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. So it's 1 Corinthians 14 verse something.
Korintianina voalohany toko faefatra ambin'ny folo dia nandiny faefatra. Ie, izay miteny amin'ny fiteny tsy fantatra dia mampandroso ny tenany, fa izay mamnany kosa mampandroso ny fiangonana.
Can you see the difference?
Itanareo mahasamihafa an'ilay izy.
Speaking in tongues does something to you.
Ny fitenenana amin'ny fiteny tsy fantatra dia misy zavatra ataony aminao.
It might confuse someone else, but to you it strengthens you.
Mety mampikorotan-drotan-tsainan'ny olona hafa fa ho anao manokana le izy mampahery anao.
So it has a purpose.
Zany hoe misy teboka tiana tongavana le izy.
Its purpose isn't to make a weird performance in a church meeting.
Fa ny teboka tiana tongavana tsy hoe manao hetsika hafahafa ao anatin'ny fivoriam-piangonana.
It really kind of gets your spirit and the Holy Spirit somehow in an interactive mystery.
Fa tena hoe mba tonga anao sy ny fanahinao miaraka amin'ny fanahy masina zavatra tsy tankatry ny saitsika.
Pray in tongues privately and your faith is built up.
Zany hoe ny fivavahanao amin'ny fiteny tsy fantatra ao amin'ny fotoananao manokana tena mampahery anao mihitsy ny mampitombo anao.
Pray in tongues publicly and get an interpretation somehow so it becomes more like a prophecy.
Dia raha miteny fiteny tsy fantatra mampahaibe maso zany ianao a ka misy fandikana le izy dia tahaka ny faminaniana le izy amin'izay.
In any event, tongues is recognized as just a gift of the Holy Spirit.
Ary na amin'ny etsika manahoana zany dia ny fahitana le izy ny fitenenana amin'ny fiteny tsy fantatra dia fanomezana avy amin'ny fanahy masina.
But can you say just a gift as if it means nothing, it's worthless? It's not worthless.
Le izy zany tsy hoe fanomezana fotsiny tsy misy heviny fa tena misy dikany tokoa le izy.
In fact, the Spirit helps us in our intercession.
Raha ny tena izy koa ny fanahy masina dia manampy atsika manelanelana mivavaka manelanelana ho atsika.
Romans 8 verse 26 speaks about the Spirit himself interceding for us with groanings too deep for words.
Ao amin'ny Romanina toko fahavalo andininy fahaenina amby roapolo dia miresaka mihitsy izy hoe ny fanahy masina mihitsy no mivavaka ho atsika. Ary toy izany koa ny fanahy dia mamonjy ny fahalementsika fa tsy fantatsika izay vavaka tokony ataontsika fa ny fanahy no mifona amin'ny fitarainana tsy azo tononona.
So how do we receive baptism in the Holy Spirit?
Ahoana ary ny fomba handraisantsika ny batisan'ny fanahy masina?
Whether you or not you speak in tongues,
na ianao miteny amin'ny fiteny tsy fantatra na tsy,
every believer should be desiring to be empowered by the Spirit of God.
Ny mpitsiraray avy dia tokony aniry an'le hoe tafina hery amin'ny alalan'ny fanahy masin'Andriamanitra.
Well, you must be a Christian.
Zany hoe tsy maintsy hoe efa kristianina aloha ianao.
But you must also believe in this ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Fa ianao koa dia mila mino an'io asa atao amin'ny fanahy masina io.
If you're skeptical about the Holy Spirit, that's not faith, that's doubt.
Satria raha ohatra ka ianao no ohatra ny hafahafany amin'ny fanahy masina dia tsy finoany zany fa firoroavana saina.
So you must believe what the Word of God teaches about the Holy Spirit.
Dia mila mino zany ianao hoe inona nampianarin'ny tenin'Andriamanitra ny amin'ny fanahy masina.
And then you kind of like say, God, I want that.
Dia ianao mihitsy zany mila miteny hoe Andriamanitra izaho maniry an'izany.
Typically there's some repentance, there's like a sense of I want to be emptied so I can be filled.
Tahakany ohatra ny hoe mila fibebahana ianao mihitsy zany mila miteny tena tiako mba ho foana amin'izay mba ho feny.
You're taking a step of surrender towards God. Motivated by a spiritual thirst. And then you ask. And you receive. And it's really helpful if that's done in the context with other believers where someone prays for you. Relax, I'm not going to call you up after the meeting. But once you recognize there's this empowering that God may want to pour out upon you, typically, it could be in a small group, like home group. Or maybe in a Sunday meeting, you come after the meeting to one of the elders and you say, I've seen this. I want this. Pray for me. And then we pray. That's what my life experience was. A youth leader laid his hands on me and some of the youth gathered around. And I wanted to receive this gift. And something very powerful happened. After a lot of repenting and tears and emptying my heart before God. It was like the Holy Spirit was searching out any bitterness or unforgiveness that was still inside me. And in that moment of prayer, I was just confessing, I forgive this person who hurt me, I forgive, I had to let go, I had to be cleansed inside. Obviously, Jesus' blood atoned for all my sin, past, present, and future. But I certainly found in that moment I had to also really confess and release those things. And then the Holy Spirit came upon me in power. So many years ago, that it would practically, I can't live off that moment. I came to know the power of God then. But I also came to understand I need to be being filled with the Holy Spirit. There's a text for that. It's in Ephesians. In Ephesians 5 verse 18. Paul writes, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit.
If
you get drunk on wine, it lasts for a few hours. If you get filled with the Spirit, later you feel like you've lost touch again, you're a bit empty.
And
then
champion at onat kwat.
You have the person of the Holy Spirit from the time you were born again.
Ye no manan le person an fanai masna na num ketam le no le vu fu natirakindrain.
But when that woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus in the crowd, he said, "Who touched me? I felt power go out from me."
Fatam le vevavum tsidra nkaskani raos nakanzon Jesus indena yenu mintsini zo iza tamnareo no nkaskana fa nisi eriem kun voka naka niala fa to amktato zis Jesus.
The grammar Paul uses in Ephesians is be continually filled. It's a present continuous refilling.
Ni vombola nana pesaim Paul tao amin'io teny io le hoe fenona io de hoe aoka ho fenona foana izany hoe mitohy le famenona fa tsy mijanona.
And so I learned, not only was I empowered once by the Holy Spirit in some big experience,
then nianatra ko izany tsy hoe izany le famenona nahako tamin'ny alalan'ny fanahy masina tamin'ny le traikefa goavana ny raisiko iny ihany.
But I want to be refilled, re-empowered ongoingly. And so regularly when I'm feeling dry and cranky as a believer, I'll go in my room quietly, I'll say, "God, fill me. Fill me, I need
your spirit."
Let's pray. Father, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you indwell us, but that you also come upon us. You give us other gifts. You empower us. Thank you that you fill us. Thank you that you refill us. We want to be a people filled with the Spirit of God. Fill us again, Lord. And again. And again. That we can minister for you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You're welcome to stay. Have some tea and coffee.
Isut kafes dite.